Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Hello and welcome to Open Mic. It is Thursday, an amazing day, 12 o'clock, and I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And you know what? This is probably going to be my last official open mic thing, because I got a show that I'm putting together. I'm gonna start doing it next week. And so let's call this the pilot of working title, Extratonal, although I did find this really hilarious track called Difficult Listening Hour by I believe it was Jamie Laurens on the playlist here. And as I was just randomly going through, I was like, oh my gosh, this would be a great name for this show that I'm tentatively putting together, because the show's concept is I'll be playing modern classical, like modern and contemporary classical music, and classical adjacent. Like, it's not just gonna be, you know, orchestral instruments and what have you. It's gonna be all kinds of things. It's going to be like today I've got something for you from Steve Reich, Different Trains, Movement 1, America Before the War, which is an interesting piece, collection, I guess not really a symphony, but like a quartet by Steve Reich. Because like at the time, like what kind of seeded this concept for him is he was thinking about how he used to take the train back and forth between New York and L.A., to visit his parents who were divorcing or estranged and, you know, separated. And he thought about it. He's like, well, I'm a Jewish kid. And right now, World War II was happening. Not right then, but like World War II was happening when he was a kid. And he's like, what would it have been like if I'd been in Germany and not in the United States? So this three-piece quartet is uses recorded conversations, which he actually put onto a keyboard, like he's a sampler played through a keyboard during the performance. And yeah, it does neat stuff with that. Like, something interesting that Steve Reich does is he will play, have like the violinist or the cellist or the violist or whoever play the notes of someone's speech after they say a thing. So they might be like, I'm over here now, and then he'll make the violin or the cello or whatever go like do 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 do. And it's kind of neat, because like a lot of people don't think about what notes their voice is producing. It's kind of fun. Also, like, considering that this piece was written in the 1988, it's like it's early synth use, early kind of fun stuff, and very interesting, very interesting. So we're gonna play that first for you, and after that I got a piece for you from a cellist whose stage name is Helen Money. And her actual name is, Allison Chesley. And she collaborated with an electronic musician and, like, TV and film composer by the name of Will Thomas on this album Trace. And I'm going to play the titular track, Trace, for you after the Steve Reich. And, So, like, the idea of this show that I'm putting together is that I really like modern music. I really like performing it. I like listening to it. And not a lot of people do. So I thought this might be fun to share with whoever's listening. Give you something you might not normally consider. And maybe even point out some early pioneers in things that we kind of take for granted today. Because the interesting thing is, like, Reich used tape. And then he sampled the tape in his performances, played it back on a keyboard. And Helen Money with, what's his name? Will Thomas, sorry, it's been a busy morning. With Will Thomas, like, they use a lot of electronic elements, a lot of synthesizers and sampling and digitization and stuff, and looping of Helen Money's cello playing and, like, editing of it. So it's like these two things. It's kind of like where we started with Steve Reich and where we're at currently with Helen Money and Will Thomas. And I don't know, I think it's really fascinating. So without further ado, let's listen to some Steve Reich. Here's Different Trains Won America Before the War.
Thank you. 1941. Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
Yo, what's up? You're back with me, Garen Fitzgerald, and this is Open Mic on Thursday, 12 o'clock, but technically the pilot for my new modern and contemporary classical and adjacent, okay, I really got to figure out my little tagline here. All right, it's Extratonal, modern and contemporary classical and adjacent music for your listening pleasure, otherwise known as the Difficult Listening Hour. Exciting. Yeah, so you just heard Steve Reich's The First Movement from Different Trains, America Before the War, a string quartet he wrote in 1987. It's got three movements, so if you want to check out the other two movements, I highly recommend it. It's very interesting, which was followed up by a collaboration between Helen Money and Will Thomas, a song called Trace, off the album Trace. Helen Money being a very talented cellist and composer, and Will Thomas being a very busy television and film composer. And yeah, what was really interesting for me in those two tracks is, like, you could kind of see 1987 Steve Reich writing his music using interviews recorded on tape, and then cutting that up and putting it onto a sampler, playing that with a keyboard in his compositions, and then using the notes of the people's voices in his composition, etc. And plus all those train whistles, you really couldn't miss them. And then Helen Money and Will Thomas, like Will Thomas being the electrical side, Helen Money being the organic side of this, the collaboration between the whole album is really interesting. You should check it out. Trace, Helen Money / Will Thomas collaborating. I think it's from like 2023. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, it's interesting kind of putting those back to back. So more about why I'm doing this show. So I'm a Juilliard trained double bassist. And when I was at Juilliard, I was a member of the New Juilliard Ensemble. And I loved performing under this conductor, Joel Sachs, who is a pianist, modern music master. Like, he was great. I loved working with him. Not the best conductor, but honestly, all you need for a good conductor is somebody who knows about the music to get up there and move in the right ways. And he always did that. So we always played the best, I thought, with him. It was great. It was a lot of fun. But one of the things that made me really want to go to Juilliard was, because, like, you know, that's a commitment. That's like saying, I want music to be my career, my life, like a part of me for the rest of my life in no small way. And before my auditions, I went to, my mom took me to a concert at, Alice Tully Hall, where we saw Steve Reich's Electric Counterpoint performed by Pat Metheny, which seems like it should be because it was commissioned for him. But, you know, people play music, it's not commissioned for them. And Electric Counterpoint is super interesting because it's eight or nine guitar parts, two bass parts, and one live player. And everything the live player is not playing has been pre-recorded by the live player. So when this guy was up on stage, and I believe it was Pat Metheny, but, you know, could have been, could not have been. I'll check it out. I'll look it up. It's one of those things I could probably look up. But I was watching this guy play on stage, and I was like, oh my God, this is what I want to do. I want to play stuff like this. I want to be on stage doing stuff like this. And so it really lit a fire under my butt. Got me, like, I was already practicing, going to music school on the weekends and stuff like that. But it really gave me like a renewed purpose, renewed focus. And yeah, so Steve Reich, Electric Counterpoint. I'll play that one day, but not today. But it's one of the reasons why I really love modern music. And why I'm doing the show. So, exciting, exciting, exciting. Coming up next, I've got a local Vancouverite for you. His name's Keith Wecker, and he records under the moniker V.Wecker Ensemble. You can see it looks like a W, stylized W. Very, very tricky. But I'm going to play a track for you called Folded Beast off of his album Hand of Bone. And it's really interesting because he's combining like technology and electronics with his performances, and he's got this ensemble playing with him. Really fun stuff, really interesting. I'm going to just play it because that's what we're here to do. So have some music. Here we go.